USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Online Black Friday sales are expected to break records. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online sales are projected to top $9 billion, which would be a new record. The numbers come on the heels of a big day of Thanksgiving shopping online, with numbers up 3% year over year. Ryan Patel is a senior fellow at the Drucker School of Management. He tells CNN that supply chain issues are still causing people to alter their shopping habits.
People are making decisions, let me buy it now, even before, as you and I discussed, a couple weeks before Black Friday, to ensure that you get what you needed, that you're looking for, and that you don't have to fight for it in a couple weeks for Christmas shopping.
After tying England on Friday 0-0, the U.S. men's soccer team has to beat Iran on Tuesday to advance to the knockout stage of the World Cup. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.